The UN has accused Saudi Arabia of being behind the killing of two-thirds of civilians in Yemen, adding that the fatalities doubled between January and February in the war-torn country.
Civilian casualties continue to mount in Yemen. During the month of February, a total of at least 168 civilians were killed and 193 others were injured.
The comments were made by the UN Human Rights Agency in Geneva on Friday. Rupert Colville also said that the UN is investigating Saudi Arabia's use of banned munitions in Yemen, including cluster bombs. The Saudi war in Yemen began nearly a year ago and has claimed 8,400 lives. Hussein Abu-Ghaiti is an activist and political commentator who joins us from Sana'a. Hussein Abu-Ghaiti, you know, the UN is, we're not saying that it's bad for them to come out and make this kind of report or statements, but when it comes to a resolution, they didn't run a resolution as requested, and at the same time, you have Yemen that's under a siege. Why don't they do more in order to have the lives of Yemenis improve?
That's what we have been hearing from the United Nations from the beginning of this war. Statements and kind of concern about the situation in Yemen. There wasn't any clear condemnation of the Saudi war on Yemen or of the Saudi strikes on Yemen. And the most important in the United Nations is the UN Security Council, which actually have countries that are in coalition with the Saudi war in Yemen, like the United States, Britain, and France. And this country will try to stop any resolution to pass that will condemn the Saudi directly. We just heard that there are talks at the UN Security Council for all parts in Yemen to stop targeting hospitals and all medical center and schools and all civilians area. And at that time, the Saudi ambassador has come and said there is no need for such resolution, while they asking the Yemenis to implement the 2216, the Saudi refused, or they said no need for any resolution about the humanitarian aid in Yemen, and they will continue this war in Yemen unless there are direct step to stop the Saudi steps, just like the call from the European Parliament to stop or to impose embargo of weapons to the Saudi. Those kind of resolution are the one that's going to stop the Saudi, nothing else.
And that's, I think, one of the things that is important is the EU Parliament coming out, making that embargo, but it's not binding. So again, you have a situation where it's still not stopping the Saudis continuing the war. And of course, weapons is part of it. Why do you think the UN is not doing that? Is it because, as you mentioned, US, France, and UK is part of the veto-wielding members?
Yeah, I mean, exactly, because we know that the United States will veto any resolution against the Saudi or any resolution that will stop selling the weapons to the Saudi. The same they did with the Israeli crimes in Gaza. They blocked any resolution that will condemn the Israeli regime. The same things with the Saudi. The Saudi is one of the largest weapons market in the Middle East, if not in the world. And from the beginning of the war, there has been billions of dollars in sales of the of American weapons, France, and as well United Kingdom weapons to the Saudi. And as long as this war continue, they will keep making huge profit. But the Saudi, they forgot that those countries who are selling them weapons from this country and rights group from inside this country will in the future persecute the Saudi for the weapons their government has been selling to. And I think the Saudi are making the same mistake that the regime of Saddam Hussein has done against the Islamic revolution in Iran, when it started the war for no reason, and it was supported by the US and all countries that are now in coalition against Yemen. And those same country has downfall Saddam Hussein. And I think the same story gonna happens for the Saudi, because as soon as the United States and its weapons manufacturer have made billions of dollars in profit, I think at one point they will do some move to accept some of these human rights groups' calls to stop the Saudi war in Yemen.
Thank you for that. Hussein Abu-Ghaiti, activist and political commentator from Sana'a.